Perceiving the stars in the sky. you come to a clearing area, you should slow down your traveling. And you descend into this clearing in this forest. There are no other people around. You are there in this clearing by yourself, physically. There's a log in this clearing. You sit on this log. As you are sitting on this log, you're reflecting on the abundance you've just seen, and how there really is no lack in reality. It's only our perception. God is your supply. Money is an element of exchange for our society. It is merely another form of energy. God's abundance travels through this medium as well. Every one of us has an abundant supply, a never-ending supply of all good things that are helpful for health and happiness. As you realize your connection with the supernatural areas, the realms of light and energy, you realize your mastery of directing this light that comes to you with full purpose. Centered, pure, aware. Taking care of, comforting, experiencing much peace and calm. As you feel the Holy Spirit all in you and permeating all things. God is Spirit in through all things. And as you are sitting there, it begins to look as though leaves are falling in this clearing. And as your gaze focuses more so, you notice that these are not leaves. This is money in the form of different denominations of bills. There's $1 bills, $5 bills, $10 bills, $20 bills, $50 bills, $100 bills. Many different forms of money are floating down in the opening above the trees and into this clearing. You sit in your master consciousness, witnessing your abundance, part of your abundance supply, manifesting all around you in the form of money. The abundance, all the abundance you need to do whatever it is that you desire to do. There are checks with different amounts written on them that are flowing down to this area. Money orders with your name on them. Various amounts relax. Get that awareness centered within your beingness. That there is always enough. There is always more than enough. There's always plenty for you to do whatever it is that you want to do. Put this feeling of security, of being well taken care of, of giving no thought of what you are to eat or drink or wear, but knowing that God is always taking care of you. Now in a safe environment, just let this awareness soak into your beingness. That you are a child of God. I am a child of God. I've always been taken care of. I always will be taken care of. My abundance does not depend on any earthly source. God is my source of all supply. It's clothing I need, it's there. It's food in me, it's there. It's shelter, it's there. Right form of life, right ideas, right inspiration, right knowing. All you need. Any thoughts or feelings that come up contrary to you being taken care of, to you not being the master living there, you immediately replace them with the positive truth that you are the master of the world. And as much as you are sincere and true and 100% into what you have committed yourself to, the flow is always there. Realizing the truth that whenever you hold back a part of yourself, you will hinder this flow cutting down plane by plane, dimension by dimension, coming into this area where you are, coming into the top of your head and coming up to your entire body. Unlimited power of the Holy Spirit, empowering you with powers of the supernatural, of the Spirit. God in you as you. Now feel energy coming up to the bottom of your feet, coming through the palms of your hands, swirling at your heart, three-fold plane, the base of pure and perfection, surrounded by the clear crystal firelight of the Holy Spirit. Feel yourself resting in this awareness. Meditation. This is somewhat of a rendition of what the symbol looks like. Difficult to draw. This is a better picture of what it looks like. Right here. Everybody's swimming. Okay, this is called the Ascension of the Spirit of the Human. Minus the point. Saying minus the point because this is the two bottom parts of this point and it comes up to here. It's like saying minus the point because there could be another point right here. The missing point is the human in incarnation. Seeking to awaken the unconscious awareness and to expand the unmanifested self. When the student finds the point to life, ascends in humanity, becoming the at one with the soul of humanity, gives up the individual ego, then they will become the universal supreme being, doing the good for all. Rebirth and ascension of the individualized consciousness. So that's it. That's the ascension of the spirit of the human. And so you'll be working on ascending energies this week in meditation. That's the symbol, this meditation. And does anybody have anything they would like to share about their meditation? Did anybody feel that awareness that they hadn't been able to feel before? What about you, Julie? What you get?
Oh, it was great. I have no phone.
Mm-hmm.
I was choking, skipping around, and feeling it, and pushing it, and mm-hmm. taking it all in, and feeling it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful getting in touch with that again. I've always been able to manifest money. You know, it's just
sometimes
there's always the peaks and the valleys, you know.
Right.
And it's just understanding.
Until you get
there. They're real powerful.
Until you get on the.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, it was great.
Huh?
It was really
good. Good. Anybody else want to share anything about that? Yes.
I can barely remember what you were talking about. I was just coming to know each other.
Good. That's affirmation chills. Realize that too. Let's see, because affirmation, confirmation chills, kundalini, all of that, that's how it manifests, that awakening consciousness. And so it's, once again, it's that rewiring, so to speak, of your nervous system. And sometimes it can seem like you might be sick. But we don't believe in that. Let's see. Call it a cleansing of consciousness, and your physical body may get involved, you see. And so, because that, otherwise you can get too involved in it and make it seem more than it is sometimes. Not to say that you're not feeling like you feel, but just to be more objective to it and realize that some of those feelings, your feelings aren't necessarily connected with what you've been thinking they were, you know, like an infection or something. Just purifying whatever you don't need, you see, and re-strengthening the nervous system.
I also felt really light because my body was numb. I was just numb here. I was
mm-hmm.
That was really
good. Physical.
Felt my heart flutter.
Good. Good. Have you been working more with that threefold pattern?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. You know, the job is more than that. Beautiful. How'd you do, Jim? Beaming over there. Those more good things, huh?
Yes, that's the other day, sure.
Yeah. Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah, being sick like it is wonderful visions of space.
Mm-hmm. Blessings of light, it's after 10, so I'll say God bless you. Mm-hmm. We hope we see you at the full moon healing ceremony. And if we don't, see you on the inner planes next Tuesday for sure.